Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena, Alice, how are you?
Morena, I'm, you know me, always just a box of fluffies.
Hard out. Hey, we're not alone in the studio, Alice. Would you like to introduce our guest?
No, we have the greatest pleasure of bringing into the studio someone who's opening a show tonight. We have Kalyani Nagarajan.
Yes, nice work.
who, for those that were listening, who Jacob Rajan actually gave a shout out last week when talking about Kalyani's work. Kalyani, welcome into BFM.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You have got a show. It opens tonight. It is called Inhospitable.
Spitter? It's early in the morning. Inhospitable, yes.
Yeah, excellent. So this work, it's a two-hander and you are playing multiple roles, mm-hmm. Is that correct? Tell me a little bit about what's the show about?
Yeah, so it's a show written by the magnificent Aaron Richardson. He also is in it. He's the other hand of the two-hander. Anyway, so it's this really cool sort of monologue-esque show where we dissect a whole night when the rugby's on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, around like all the different people that are in a bar, i.e. the hospo of the inhospitable. Genius. All the kind of complexities around that. So, and it descends into madness and darkness towards the end. So it's a really cool, quick piece, but
awesome,
that touches on some really, really important stuff, especially in Aotearoa, like what's happening with that culture.
Mm. I literally watched that IRL happen in a pub on the weekend, so I feel like I'm prepped and primed and ready to come to this.
All the time. When I first read it, I was like, okay, I understand.
It came in as a script to you, is that right? And so you got to read through it.
Yeah.
What's your first instant? Like, what's your kind of process when a script comes to you? Like, do you have a bit of a method to what you do when you're reading something with fresh eyes?
Yeah, it depends on if I'm getting paid or not. if I'm getting paid, I'm like, yeah, take it, whatever. That's what it is like in this country. So to read a script for me is always a privilege because a person has gone to lengths to produce something, produce a piece of art and put it on paper. I think writing is an incredible art form that I hope to do eventually. So I always look for the comedy.
Yeah.
I go, is this going to be funny? Because that's kind of where I love to do in the world. Yeah. Wow.
Absolutely knew what you meant. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's, I go, okay, where are the jokes? Can I perform the jokes? Is it appropriate for me to work in that realm?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think nowadays, I because of where I am at in my career, I need to make sure that I'm doing the shows that make me proud and that represent
a
community respectfully. Mm. So I always look at it in that way.
Yeah.
And if there is some meaning, like I don't just like joke. I go, what are you trying to say here? And is it being communicated effectively?
Mm.
It seems like a useful lens to be putting on almost anything in life, really.
Yeah. Is it funny? Is it meaningful? Yes, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it. Yeah.
With this work, so this work is like, I'd seen that it had a run as a short piece, mm-hmm. a few years ago. So obviously, presumably Aaron's taken it and just really kind of teased it out. This is its first premiere since it's been in that short form, is that correct?
Yeah. What I heard was that they were going to do a season at the Basement earlier this year and then COVID. So we're really lucky to be able to put it on and be safe.
Yeah.
So I think this is a long show in the making. I read a little something that this was actually kind of developed at Unitech when he was when he was at school, at drama school. And so I think it's a real big moment for him, which is, I just want to honour that, and it's quite exciting.
Yeah, huge. You obviously, you're doing, you're working as a gigging actor and a performer, and when you're not doing stuff at the Basement, you've obviously, there's the touring work that you've been doing. Is that touring work, where is that at the moment? This is the party piece.
Yeah, Mrs. Krishnan's, which is Indian Ink Show. We just got the go. Oh, am I allowed? Oh, sure.
Spill the tea.
Yes.
Exclusive.
The confirmation that there will be a US tour.
Whoa.
February through to March with a potential like 3-week LA season, which I'm like, let's go.
I love LA.
And then I fully intend to stay there for a good few months and try to do the whole comedy stuff there.
Yeah, hard out.
Because, you know, that's where I want to be.
Yeah.
An Uber driver in LA.
Because you've been over there before with the work, hey?
Yeah. We've been really, really lucky with that show. So I think Australia might be in the pipeline. Another New Zealand tour's in the pipeline. Yeah, lots of stuff kind of happening, but we just need to figure out.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
That is a cool horizon.
Yeah, it's so exciting when they're like, you're going to go overseas. And I'm like, what is that?
I don't know. Yeah. A plane for 17 hours?
Yeah, then you're like, I don't like this anymore.
So I'm back to the basement now. So the show is on this week. You've been directed by Donna Brookbank from Snort and Stand Up Fame.
Obsessed.
Yeah, what's it like to work with what's it like?
So being invited into Snort was awesome. And then I'd always been like, oh my God, this is, I can't do this. But then Donna, getting to know Donna has been a really cool moment of, you know, you really admire someone from afar and then you get to know them and they're horrible. and then you find like real cool connection and you go, you're just a human. This is so nice.
Yeah.
I especially have loved working with Donna because she brings out the laughs and the funny. But it's something that I've been thinking about quite a lot recently is like the role of being an actor and how you're almost in a submissive role where you're listening and you're taking on critique and it's constantly like a judgment of your talent.
Yes,
so I'm kind of at the point where I'm like, is it time to shift? Because I'm a relatively like alpha human.
Yes.
And whenever people give me direction, I'm like... Maybe I'm in the wrong profession.
That's why I stopped acting.
It's really hard. And you're constantly in that position of going, I must listen. But it's another skill, you know, you've got to practice to go, okay, what's this next stage in my life where I'm becoming more mature? How am I going to still keep pursuing the performing arts but maintain me not getting like a bit around getting direction and feedback and critique?
Totally.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, eh? Because I think the more you develop your craft as an actor, the more you're training your instinct. So I'm not saying your instincts are better, but that's in itself is a thing. As you're doing that and that trust that you have in your own intuition, sometimes directors can see that. I know I've had this feedback, which is like, I feel afraid to give you feedback because it's like, I don't want to mess with what you're doing. I'm not saying that as an arrogant thing. I'm saying it's like, it's not a nice thing to be told. It's hard to give you feedback because you've got your own thing going on and I don't know how to kind of get in. Mm. So I think it's like a balance, between knowing how to go, here's where I'm going to go and this is how I'm going to get there, and then having someone to steer you back to go, what about this note? What about this thing have you considered? It's the handy thing.
I'm finding it so interesting hearing you both talk about this as well, because it's one of those little windows into the world of performance that I think you don't often get to hear as well from two very excellent performers like yourself.
Huge performance.
But I would like the when, where, hows and whys of this wonderful play at the basement.
Yes. Thanks for bringing that back. So we are on from the 15th till the 19th of June, i.e. Tuesday through to Saturday.
Awesome.
It's on at 6:30 p.m. at the basement in the studio, so that's upstairs.
Cool.
What else do you need to know? It's 60 minutes.
Perfect.
There are some, I think I should say this, there are some trigger warnings.
Yep.
So just be, like, when you look it up...
look up those things.
And it's only on for a week, and look, I'd love going into the studio. The studio is an amazing, intimate space. It's really one of, you really feel like you're in there with the performers. If you haven't been to a show upstairs, I would highly recommend checking that. You're also an incredibly magical performer to watch, Kalyani,
and I'm
so excited too. I'll be seeing the show. But yeah, I would highly, highly recommend going along to see it because it's going to be funnies and meaningful.
The best of theatre. Kalyani, thank you so much for coming in. Alice, thank you as always. We'll see you next week and we'll see you in the theatre.
Yay!
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.